Welcome. You're the Vox from Vox.org. Welcome to the Vox Show, where I give out free psychic readings as a public service to all my little magical friends out there in the universe. So it's Monday, as always, April 23rd, 2007. So I hope you guys got my little bulletins about the show tonight. MySpace was on the blink. God knows what's going on over there with those crazy people. Hey, we got a caller already, so let's check out what's going on. Hey, you're with Vox. What's happening? All right. So that's how it's going to be. Moon in Cancer will do that to you. So, yeah, everybody was kind of whacked out today because the moon was going into Leo. So everybody I know just went to bed and just probably woke up. So you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hey, Miss Vox. This is Russ calling you from Tennessee.
Hi, Russ. I'm doing great. I thought of you today.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. How's it going?
Well, as far as me, myself, I've been under the weather for the past week, but doing much better now.
Well, at least hopefully you didn't buy a gun and go shooting some people, I hope.
No, that is so bad.
Now, I know it crossed your mind.
Oh, Vox, you're silly.
You see, you can't even deny it, can you, dude?
No.
Okay, well, let's see what's going on with you. Now, what's your birthday? I forget.
February 28th, 1970.
Okay, well, that's, you know what I'm going to say.
I know. but you know, I've got a couple things on my mind, and I really need to know the answer to.
Yeah. Well, the most important thing hold on, let me just tell you, the things that are really messing with your health actually are starting from your brain. You know, so it's almost like you can't handle some of the stress that you're under right now. And that's really feeding into whatever is making you feel sick. That's the most important thing to know right off the bat. So, but what else do you want to find out about?
Okay. One thing is my mom, my sister called me today. My mother has Alzheimer's and she's only 66 years old. She's asking for me. She asked for me personally and she said she's ready to go to heaven. And she wants to see me. She says she has something to tell me.
Hmm.
And I was wondering if you could tell me anything about her. And, of course, the other thing is the question about Josh. Why is that feeling like he's going to kill me? I keep feeling that for some reason.
Well, we'll check that out afterwards. But now, what's your mom's first birth? What's her birthday, actually, and her first name?
Her name is Judy.
Okay.
Her birthday is May the 10th, 1940.
Okay. My feeling, this is really kind of strange. It's not so much even the Alzheimer's per se, but it's also like in conjunction with any kind of Alzheimer's, it seems like she's also got some mental problems. I don't want to like come out and say she's crazy, but she's not crazy, but she's definitely got something wrong with her brain. And it's more than Alzheimer's. I think she had some psychological problems as well. Okay. The most important thing is it seems like she has a really bad effect on you. Is that true?
No. I love my mom. Gosh, no.
That doesn't mean you don't love your mom, but she seems to have some kind of a bad effect on you for some weird reason. It's really kind of interesting.
The only bad effect is that, you know, she's in a nursing home and I'm not that close enough to see her every day.
Okay. Well, see, can you understand then that just the bad effect that she's having on you was just translated easily into guilt? You know?
Yes, I do.
So
yes, I do.
Whenever I say something, it's not necessarily that you don't love somebody, but it's just showing that's a serious problem. But she really feels she's going to go any day. But my feeling is she's not that close to passing away.
Well, she's been on hospice spots for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They can't do anything else for her.
Yeah, well, that may be true, and she may be ready to go, but I don't see her going as quickly as everybody's suggesting that she will.
Well, that was my feeling, too.
Yeah, because her physical body isn't doing as badly as her brain and her mental functions are doing. So maybe I feel like what's really happening here, she wants to just say goodbye to you while she still knows who you are.
Got you, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
But the most important thing to do is to not allow yourself to fall into serious depression, because it seems like it's really messing you up, and there's really not a lot you can do. And I don't feel that there's not any real serious negativity going on here. It's just a serious amount of guilt that you can't fix things, and maybe you wanted to be in a better position in your life at the time that she's passing, but there's just things that you can't fix. So what I'd suggest is just definitely go if you possibly can, and it does feel like somebody will help you cut it with the money situation and make that a reality for you. It will set you back a little bit financially to go there and to do this little trip or to visit her in some way. It seems to set you back a little bit, but I do think it's worth the trouble. And I think you should just come to terms with it and like let any kind of guilt go, because I don't think that there's anything else that you could do about it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, I do.
You know, so let's check this thing out with our friend Josh. Now, have you actually mentioned this to him specifically?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good, because I don't want him to tune into the podcast and like pass out from shock.
I'm sorry.
I don't want him to tune into the podcast and pass out from shock.
Oh, no. He's very aware of it.
Okay.
He can make no sense of it.
Now, the interesting thing is it's got nothing to do with Josh. It seems that subconsciously or magically you are attributing some kind of ability to him that you don't think that you have yourself. And the killing that you think that he's getting ready to do to you, it's not a physical death. It seems like he has some kind of information or answer for you, whoever it is that you are making him be symbolic of. So it has nothing to do with Josh actually coming to physically damage you or hurt you in any way. You know what I'm saying? And if I really thought different, I would just say, you know what, you guys probably need to stay away from each other.
Right.
You know?
Now,
do you guys live close to each other?
Yes, we do.
Okay, now here's the reality check on this whole thing. Now, I don't know what Josh's problem with driving his car is. But this is your angel's way of saying it's probably a good idea if you and Josh don't drive in the same vehicle anytime soon.
Oh.
Because he's got problems.
Yeah. We're planning on a trip tomorrow.
No. Vox says no.
Oh.
And Vox says no. And I hate to cast aspersions or attack people with bad vibes and give them the gloom and doom, you know, situation. But very clearly, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this, and all my tarot friends out there can read along with me. You're getting the Moon card and the Ten of Wands. And that's definitely a no-go for any kind of trips. And it shows he might be having problems with his judgment and driving. And there could be a possibility that while you're in the car having certain bad aspects in your chart, either one of you could set off a bad situation, and that nobody could be able to like stop it. Because it's not like he will try to hurt you physically, but maybe being in his proximity is not a really good idea for you right now, and not because he's willfully hurting you or willfully would ever want to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's very specific. The Moon card is always about, it's always about trips and traveling and things of that nature. Now, I do not know Josh, okay? But I'm going to tell you, according to the cards, he may have some problems with either drinking or some kind of substance problems or some run-ins with the law.
Okay.
Okay, so which one of those happened?
He's not
going to
kill me.
Maybe I was wrong. He's going to come after
me. He told me if I called you, to be honest.
Well, I'm never going to lie. Here's my deal. People know me, like, and I've been doing readings for people for many, many years. I may be wrong at any time. I reserve the right to be wrong as fucking rain, okay? But I will never lie. Okay.
Right.
But the deal is, you don't even have to answer that question. I'm just telling you, he could get a run-in with the law, or he could wind up having some kind of substance problem or a situation that could get you guys pulled over into a serious situation. So no trips right now, okay?
Okay.
If he wants to go, let him go by himself. And I hope
it
I'm
was,
not...
It was me that, you know, I wanted him to go with me.
Well,
me
too
driving,
bad. Too bad.
Because I had this big panic attack, and, you know, going to see my mom, it's just making me so...
Well, is there a way to, like, just get, like, on a Greyhound or something?
No, she's within 15, 20 minutes of where I live.
Yeah, well, then just take a cab. Listen,
we don't have cabs here. We don't have cabs.
Find... Okay. But you got to find somebody else who can take you, because for some reason, it's not coming out as a favorable situation. And it's not necessarily even his driving. It's just showing a traveling trip between the both of you is not a good idea for some bizarre reason. For, you know, you might get back in the car and flip out and take his eyes off the wheel. There's any number of situations that could happen, but it's just stating very specifically, see if you can find someone else to bring you.
Okay.
You know, and maybe he's also just can't handle some of the pressure of being your friend sometimes, because right now you're like really needy, and that's okay. And maybe he's not saying anything about that because he may really care for you. But the situation is it's maybe one of those times in your life, Russ, where you need to stand on your own two feet. There's nothing to be afraid of, my friend. There's no bad luck. There's no voodoo. There's no curses. There's no horrible negativity. This is just a serious transition in your life, and it's a serious transition for your mom. So open your heart. You know, I have been through this in my own life, and yeah, it's a very sad moment when you have to come to terms with family illness. But you know what? Make it a good situation for your mom, because I think you can handle it. So don't allow your anxieties to get away with you. And also stay away from caffeine and sugar and anything that could set your blood sugar off, because that will just make it worse.
Well, I'll tell you what I did do. Like last Sunday when I first got sick, I threw down the cigarettes, threw down the alcohol, and I threw down the Diet Coke that I was drinking like 12 a day.
Oh, Lord, that will kill you right there.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that stuff is lethal.
Since last Sunday, my body's been free of all that stuff.
Well, good. Let's try to keep it that way. And if you have to go to the doctor yourself to get some kind of medication to calm your nerves down just a little bit, knock them down a peg, then that's okay. You know, but go onto the forum and I'll see what else I can tell you to help you get through this time. But I don't have any bad things to say about Josh, and I think he's a cool guy. And if I thought, even if he was a cool guy, that he was going to be a bad situation for you, I would just like tell you right now. But for right
now, I know you would. I appreciate the honesty a lot.
You know,
I really appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, and I think you guys are cool guys, and you know, that's pretty much what I got to say for right now.
Well, I mean, I really appreciate it, and you read my prayers and keep me in yours.
Okay, my friend. Many blessings, and I'll keep your mom in my wishes as well.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Now, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So with Vox the Psychic, give me a call at 323-284-5166. I'm here to like do free psychic readings or talk about magic, mysticism, dreams, the Kabbalah, Gaisha, spirits, voodoo, you name it. One of the good things that I blogged about today was the fact that our veterans that happen to be pagans and Wiccans have been afforded finally the opportunity to have a Wiccan pentacle placed onto their grave markers in a symbol of their faith. And I think that that's really amazing and really fantastic. And I also think it's completely fucking retarded, because why in the world did people have to like beg the government and sue the government for the First Amendment right? Hello? You know, especially a pentacle. Now let's get real. Pentacles are five-pointed stars, and they have them on every single piece of artillery that comes out of this country. Even the whole shape of the pentagon, for God's sakes, is in the inverted shape of a pentagram. So what's going on? You know, so I might talk about that later. So I'll check it out with our callers. So give me a call at 323-284-5166. And I think we have a caller right now. So what's going on?
Yeah, Vox, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So what's going on?
Well, I had called you, I think, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Right.
And, well, situations have changed quite a bit. So I'm kind of curious what you come up with.
Okay.
I was listening to the dreams, finally got a clue as to what they were telling me. You know how it is when you start reading for yourself with the cards. It's the same way when you try to interpret your own dreams. It doesn't always work out very well.
Right.
They kind of have to knock you over the head. So I finally figured out what they were trying to tell me and went ahead and went forward with some moves and took the ram by the horn, so to speak.
Cool.
And
well, the sign of Aries is always a good time to take the ram by the horns.
Yeah, definitely did. So I'm kind of curious as to how things may have changed with that. And then after that, I have another question about an event that's coming up this weekend and how things may go with it.
Okay. Now, what's your birthday, Rose?
May 15th, 1963.
Okay. Well, happy birthday coming up.
Thank you.
We'll see what's going on. So just to see what it was that transferred or transmuted or whatever that trans stuff is, see what happened. Well, there's definitely a gentleman who has had his eyes opened about who you are and what the whole situation is there. It looks to me like you have made a very favorable impression on somebody regarding something to do with your work, or maybe if it's not your work wherein you make money, it's definitely work of your spiritual nature. And it feels, too, like there's other people entering your life as well that are bringing you to what it is that you truly want. Because you have the Three of Discs, the Sun, and also the Ace of Discs. So whatever it is that you truly want, you look like you have finally started recognizing what it really is, and you're making strides to obtain it.
That's good.
You know?
Good.
And now,
yeah,
just because you're doing all the right things and some good stuff is happening doesn't always mean it won't be attended by some weird feelings that you fucked up and made a mistake later on. Because sometimes you may still have those doubts, but I'm here to tell you that to just face those doubts because you're doing the right things.
I always try and face them. That's the only way through them.
Right.
But that was one thing I was wondering, was whether or not I was doing the right thing with this,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not he was facing his doubts.
He would, you know, he's not facing his doubts. Forget that right now. He may be trying. I give him credit for trying. And interesting enough, you get the Empress card, which again is Venus, which is your ruler. And so you're trying to be nice and try to move forward at the same time. And sometimes people will try to make it where you're being the bitch and your positive transformation is at the expense of their happiness. So don't get fooled into thinking that that's true, because it's not. Your positive changes are going to make it possible for him to also change, but he may not like it.
Yeah, he's been resistant, but I think his eyes have been open to some degree.
Yeah.
And I think that's where my curiosity was, is how much of a degree.
Well, he's faking a lot of it.
Yeah, is he really? Yeah.
He's,
okay, well, that would be difficult.
Now, what's his first, what's his birthday, actually?
April 1st.
Okay, yeah, so we know he's just full of it. And he's been wanting to kill a few people lately, too.
He's very stressed.
I'm telling you, man, these poor little Aries are about to blow. I mean, you know, it's crazy. And he doesn't want to lose you. So right now he's just kind of full of it. And he's pretending he's a little bit more like mature than he really is, because he knows that you're watching him right now, you know, and how he reacts, you know, is really a big deal to you right now. So he's trying to be a good boy, you know, and he's trying to give you all the right things. But my feeling is that he's not as quite as evolved as he wishes that he were.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool.
But I give him credit for faking it.
Well, I do, too, because he's doing a very good job of it.
And he's a nice guy.
And I know that he cares. I mean, he came straight out and said I know for a fact that we are closer than each of us have ever been to anybody else. But I don't know whether it's going to go much further.
Well, I'm telling you, you got the Princess of Wands and the Four of Wands, and as much as I like this guy and I think he's a really great person, I just think that you're getting onto the next level. And I'm not here to kiss your ass or tell you how great you are, if you're not, because you would know I was lying, you know, but you're definitely moving out of this relationship a lot quicker than he is. And you're going to be falling in love and finding some new interesting partners that are going to bring you to that next level. And he wants to go there with you, but I think you know that some of these changes have to be done on, you know, it's just going to be tough to say goodbye to some people in your life, but I don't think it has to be a negative thing.
Yeah.
I really don't.
No, and it won't be negative with him. I know that. Well,
no.
We'll take that in its own.
He'll be a little bit sad, but I can't tell you that enough that you're moving in the right direction. The Four of Wands says that you're getting kind of bored and a little bit stagnant with the way it was, and you're starting to bust out to a whole new level. Now, if this kind of stuff sounds vague to some of the listeners, I guess you'd have to be on the other end of the phone call to see how powerful these words are in your own life. But most definitely, you're going in the right direction with what you're trying to do. And the second time in a row, I've cut to the Nine of Cups for you, which is happiness. Now, the thing to recognize is when that Nine of Cups comes out offering you your wish coming true, it's just like that famous old saying, you better watch out what you wish for, because you sure will get it.
Yes. Yeah, I've started to realize that, that's for sure.
It's like, you know, wanting to grow up and be Britney Spears, and then it's like, whoops. Can I rephrase that? I think I meant Christina Aguilera.
No, you have very strong emotion and will and determination, and you put it out there, you will get it.
Oh, yeah, especially, you know, with those little Tauruses, you know. So what's this other situation you want to clarify real fast?
Well, I was kind of curious about this weekend. There's an event coming up, and I was curious how it might go overall for the whole, and again, how it might go personally with myself and within this relationship.
Okay. Now, interestingly enough, let's see what we got going on over here. You got the Aries card, which shows definitely, again, somehow this relationship with the other person is going to be seriously affected. And I just feel you're meeting some really powerful and important people. And it's just like you're taking off like a rocket. You got the Ace of Discs and also the Six of Wands. You're going to definitely be meeting some very interesting people that are really going to like be really vibing to you and really want to help you out. Now, I would really ask if you possibly could, if you could go by yourself, but I don't know if that's really possible.
No, we've already planned we're going together.
Yeah. So just try not to, like, drool over anybody that you meet at the buffet. Try to keep it cool. Try not to just be the belle of the ball too much, you know. Now, whatever, have you been planning this thing that's going to be happening in the afternoon? Because it feels like later afternoon, early evening.
Yeah, it's a whole weekend event, it's Beltane.
Well, late, like, I would say, like, around 6 and 7 and 8, those are the hours. Like, when it's still a little bit of light outside, whomever you're dealing with around the food area is definitely going to be very interesting. I don't know who this is, dark-haired person, does seem to have some kind of facial hair. A little bit heavy, I wouldn't say fat or anything like that, but he's definitely really well built and kind of like powerful. Very pagan, very Wiccan energy around this person. He's very, very mesmerizing. So I don't know who this guy is, but the initial G comes out very strong around this person. So whomever that is, pay special attention because you can't possibly miss it. Aside from that, the colors orange and yellow keep coming out very, very powerful, very strong for you. So those are very good colors to be wearing that night.
Interesting. Okay.
You know? And I do think that you'll make some really nice friendships there as well. So I really like whatever it is that this function is, and I think it's really great. Now, some of the people that you do meet won't really stick. They may seem kind of intense at the time, but they're just kind of like vibing you, and they're just kind of a little bit posy. They're not for real, but you'll definitely know within about 3 weeks who those real people were that you met.
Okay.
And pay a special attention to any symbols of things like griffins or things that like sphinx, like anything with lions and wings.
Okay.
Very interesting. But I like it. And I think, again, you're going in the right direction. Just try not to like make him feel too jealous right now. That'll be a good idea.
Oh, no, absolutely. Especially after I'm the one that sat there and said, so. Sat him down and said, what do you think now?
Surprise.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, but you're going in the right direction, my friend. So keep in touch and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Great, I certainly will.
Many blessings.
Blessings to you. Have a
Take
good
care.
Night.
You too. Bye-bye. So we're at the Vox. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And the moon's in Leo. So go out there and, you know, overdo your credit cards. Do all the evil things that Leo moons make you do. Go get drunk. Do some crazy drugs. Did I say that? Oh, yeah. Do some legal drugs. Oh, yeah. Like caffeine, Dexatrim, Direx. How about some Salvia Divinorum? Well, that's still legal. I just got a letter about that today going, Vox, what do you think about Salvia Divinorum? You got to check it out on YouTube. There's some crazy stuff going on with that. We saw some video where this kid, like, was doing this salvia. He got so insanely high. He was just, like, falling over. And it was actually really kind of, like, I don't know, if it was, like, a contact high just watching this guy fall over laughing his head off. It was pretty funny. But they're trying to actually outlaw it already. So get it while you can. I don't know. There's some places on MySpace you can find it. Anyway, you're talking with Vox the Psychic. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. It'd be nice for all you chickens out there to give me a call. And for some of you other ones that have already been kind of hogging the lines, give some new people maybe a chance to call in and let me destroy their lives as well. Other things, too, that you want to pay attention to right now, some of the stuff regarding astrology. The sun just moved into the sign of Taurus. So for you Tauruses, Scorpios, Leos, and Aquarians, life might get a little bit wacky right now because of some of the squares of the planets that you'll be feeling. But it's a very artistic sign, which is really nice. So you might be wanting to, like, take care of your home and gussy it up a little bit, especially with this Leo stuff going on. We got Mercury at 23 degrees Aries, which is making people really kind of snippy and really kind of fussy. I think we can deal with it. And you got Venus in Gemini right now at 14 degrees. Mars is at 13 degrees Pisces, which is kind of spiritual, actually. It's kind of nice. And you have Jupiter still retrograde in Sagittarius. Now, interesting enough, we've had all this crazy stuff going on. For about 3 or 4 days in a row, I was writing all these anniversary of all these, like, explosions, terrorist attacks, gunmen, shooting, Hitler's birthday. I mean, like, in a four-day period, it was, like, the most crazy anniversaries that I was blogging about, like, today, 10 billion people died, and, you know, it's like, God, you know, those late degrees of Aries are just so intense, and I can't believe that people in the government still don't maybe believe in astrology, when it's just so clear that whenever the sun hits those last degrees of Aries and the first degrees of Taurus, there's some crazy shit starts happening. You know, the day after the one gunman, I don't even want to say his name because I don't want to give him any coverage, really. But the day after that, the NASA gunman came out and tried to kill some people. It's like, what the hell is going on? But remember, I predicted all this crazy stuff regarding shootings and especially stuff with school shootings like months ago when we saw that those eclipses in Virgo and Pisces were going to happen way back last September and then this last March that there were two other ones. And now there's two other ones getting ready to come up in September. So for all you little Pisces and Virgos out there, it's not quite over. It shouldn't be too bad, but just try to keep your head about you. So those are a couple of things that are going to be happening right now. What are some other planetary aspects that I can scare you with? You got Saturn in Leo, which is interesting enough. Saturn finally, like on April 19th, went direct. So the little Leos are a little bit out of the heat, which is kind of nice because they were just definitely screaming over there. But you may notice that anytime a planet goes retrograde, as soon as it goes direct, it's still not quite the same, so you just kind of have to deal with it. And what other things are happening? We got Uranus in Pisces, Neptune in Aquarius, which is kind of nice, and we got Pluto in Sag, which is still retrograde. It'll be retrograde for a while, I think all the way up till September. And then today the North Node is retrograde in Pisces. And when we started the show today, we actually had it at 5 degrees Sagittarius. So a lot of you might actually be out shopping, drinking, getting high. God knows what the hell you're doing. Probably getting into all kinds of mischief and trouble. So those are some things that are happening today. Also, for my friends out there that are doing magic, especially of the Goetia kind, conjuring spirits and all that, the spirits that rule this next decanate that we just entered on April 21st. The two spirits are Samagina, also known as Gamagin, and also Rome. And those are some really powerful spirits. Now, the spirit of Samagina is good to reveal scams and expose lies and all kinds of bizarre things like that. So if you're interested in the mood to do a Goetia ritual, that would be a really good one to do. And also the spirit Raum, R-A-U-M, and he's very, very powerful to help you with any kind of legal situations that are going on. I've been doing a lot of Goetia work and sending a lot of spell kits and stuff because the Goetia stuff is really, you know, kicking butt right now. People are starting to realize that the spirits of the Goetia are actually really powerful to be able to help you in your life to create small changes that can affect big changes later on. And for those of you out there that might be interested in classes and stuff, I teach classes in the Goetia, which is spirit conjuring, and also Tarot and a myriad other bunch of classes. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff in the news as usual, but the biggest stuff lately was a lot of the stuff regarding gun control and all the things with rifles and guns going off. And again, like I was telling you, that's that serious Mars energy that's been going on lately. Now, for those of you out there that are interested in, like, things like love and relationships, what you might want to know right now is Venus is in Gemini. And if you have Venus in Gemini, you might be having a really nice time being able to attract new kinds of people into your life. But for a lot of other people, like say if you have any Sagittarian planets, you may be having some problems keeping your boyfriend or girlfriend interested right now, because this is a time where people really want to start partying and start getting out there for the summer, which actually hasn't happened yet, as I predicted as well, because it's still cold as hell. We're having like, what, February weather in the middle of April. Have you been noticing how cold it's been? So it's kind of strange out there. It'll be kind of unpleasant. But those are a couple of little deals. And what are some crazy predictions that we can go into? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was reminding me. I've been promising I was going to blog about this, but I didn't. And it was pretty freaky. The whole deal regarding that Virginia Tech massacre that happened. About 2 hours after it happened, I decided to do a reading on it and find out what was going on. And I had got the weirdest information, so I should really post that up. But the first thing that came across regarding the Virginia Tech massacre was the fact that the killer was Asian, which totally shocked me. And I actually have written a whole bunch of stuff out, and I date stamped it to prove that I indeed did get this information before even the police didn't even know he was Asian, because he shot his face off. How handy. And he also did not carry a license on himself, I guess just to kind of like gain himself time and cause more confusion. But that was some really strange stuff that I got at that time. And I think it's like really like that movie Network from quite a few years ago with Peter Finch, how they started putting all these crazy reality shows on television and using terrorism and to get ratings and all this stuff. And I think people have pretty much just about had it with giving free airtime to people that are just famous for killing other people. And then you have this pathetic guy, this poor Korean guy, and it must be really hard to just like be related to this guy. I watched an interview where his own grandmother called him a moron and an idiot. And apparently he had been having serious problems ever since he was a kid. And I just think it's really terrible, you know, that nobody is taking responsibility for the fact that they saw this coming and they didn't do anything about it. And they want to say, oh, but we had no idea. And yes, they had an idea. I mean, for God's sakes, I had an idea, but I didn't even know what was going on. Some people have been trying to ask me questions about what is it like to be psychic and how it works. Well, I recently met a really wonderful artist, Richard Duardo, at a wedding. My boyfriend's brother got married recently. And we were talking about the nature of being psychic, and he wanted to know, well, how the hell do you know you're psychic, and what is that? And over the course of our dinner, I showed him several times that we were talking about things, and all of a sudden, they would come up in somebody else's conversation, and tried to show him that being psychic sometimes is this very delicate thing that you don't even necessarily recognize at the time. But all of a sudden, things that were on your mind start happening. And the reason I bring this up is, about 3 months ago, out of absolute nowhere, I started getting visions of this woman that I knew was named Nikki Giovanni. And I happened to know she was a poet. The only reason I wasn't really paying that much attention to it was because as a poet myself, I thought, oh, okay, I'm seeing the vision of a poet. Wow, great. But the weird thing was, is I happened to actually get the whole title of one of her books stuck in my head for about 3 months, and I did nothing about it, said nothing about it to anybody. But I thought, wow, this is really strange that she turns out to be the actual poetry teacher of the gunman. And she herself threatened to quit if the principal didn't forcibly, you know, get this kid, this Korean gunman out of the school. And I hate to keep calling him the Korean gunman, but I really just don't want to say his name and give him any power. So I hope you understand. But anyway, how can people say that, oh, gee, we didn't know he was going to blow, when everybody around him did nothing but say, wow, I just thought this guy was going to blow. I thought it was going to explode. You know, some of the stuff that I got in my psychic reading about the gunman was that he didn't act alone, technically, in the sense that somebody does know and still does know exactly what happened. He had at least one friend, and it makes me feel that this person also helped him take these photographs, knew exactly what he was talking about, helped him make these films. He wasn't the most amazing, smart guy, okay? He could barely write English, okay? He was not that smart. So how is this guy making all this amazing multimedia package, press kit? You know, it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. So I get a feeling if they were to dust off that FedEx package, they will find a couple more interesting sets of fingerprints. That would be something I would check out. But some of the stuff that came out in that first reading that I did on the gunman was that it was regarding a love relationship, and he also had a great deal of rage against the financial aid unit of the school, and he was very, very angry and very, very jealous of people that had money. And all of those things did come out in the investigation. But I do think somebody else did help him, and that person probably will be discovered. I did sense that there was more than one gun used, and that was true. And I also felt that whomever he was interested in might have also gotten killed in that rampage, and that turned out to be true. So too many weird coincidences. But the weirdest thing of all, at the end of this communique that I actually wound up getting from the gunman while I was doing my reading, he gave me a little poem. So I'm going to post that up on the forum, so you should check it out. And I was like, oh great, a gunman slash poet. Wow, how amazing and how talented he must be. And it was a weird little poem, and I had never read anything quite like it. And then I found out, of course, that he was in a poetry class. So that really freaked me out. So it was pretty bizarre. But I really do feel bad for him. And I feel bad that nobody took the time to do something more specific, like kick him out of school, keep him away from sane people. He should have been, you know, locked up. He should have been on meds. He should have been a lot of things. But there's going to continue to be this kind of stuff in the future until people start realizing, you know, that, you know, mental illness shouldn't denigrate a person, but it's definitely something that should be taken care of, you know. So give me a call here. We're ranting and raving over here at 323-284-5166. And with Vox the psychic. Some of the other stuff that I was going through at the time when I did get this communique from the gunman was that he was a big fan of the Columbine shooters, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. And I thought, well, that's not really that shocking, you know. But it turned out, again, that he was. And what I also thought was interesting was he picked the date exactly, what was it, 4 days, you know, and 8 years to the time of the Columbine shooting. I also put up some astrological charts, checking that out. And I'll also be posting those on the forum. But it was absolutely mind-blowing. Some of the degrees were exact. And something that I do remember was that the Cho guy, the gunman, his moon was at 20 degrees Cancer, which was exactly the 20 degree Cancer ascendant that was going on when the Columbine shooting happened. Now, nobody's going to tell me the Korean guy was an astrologer, okay? Because he wasn't. That's for sure. But how weird is it that so many degrees were in the exact same place? Okay, and it's, yeah, okay, so if you're going to do a shooting and you're going to do it in homage to a bunch of people that killed some other people before years earlier, you know, wouldn't you just pick the exact same day? And wouldn't you think the exact same day would have the exact same degrees? And the answer is no. So he picked the only day that those degrees would be exact. And it was absolutely chilling. I was really surprised in a lot of ways to realize that the Korean gunman was actually Capricorn. Now, Capricorns are ruled by Saturn, the planet of death, restriction, karma, all that good stuff. But it's very, very rare to see a Capricorn murderer. Interestingly enough, they make you want to kill somebody else, but apparently they're not killers themselves. So this set me off on a whole crazy rampage myself. So I was like going through all these thousands of birth dates of serial killers because I wanted to see if I could find out some interesting information. Like, is there anything that links these people together? And the shocking thing that I found out, most shocking of all, was that most killers, especially most serial killers, are born under the sign of Try to guess. Come on. I hear you guessing. They're Virgo. Go figure. So not only do have the Virgos won my Kinky Sex Award for being the sexiest people in the Zodiac. Go figure. I guess that's what happens when you're born in the Sun of the Virgin. They are also the most prolific serial killers. I mean, seriously, would you have ever thought? I mean, come on. You know that you were thinking the Scorpios were going to win this prize, but they didn't. You know that you were thinking that the oblivious Sagittarians were going to win the award, but they didn't. I know you thought that the alcoholic and drug-addled criminals born under the sign of Pisces, totally insane, not jobs that they are, were going to be the serial killers, but no, they weren't. It was the Virgos. The Virgos win everything. Maybe it's because they're in the sixth sign. I don't know. But I was really shocked to find out that this gunman was a Capricorn. And yeah, they were very much loners. That's true. But like I said, I was just really surprised because there's so few Capricorns. In fact, I didn't find any other Capricorn killers, which really blew my mind. There's a few Librans that are kind of, Librans, when they go bad, they're more sociopathic, you know, but, I was really shocked. And, so I really feel bad for his parents. You haven't heard too much of a peep out of his parents now, but you got to say, okay, no matter how bad it was, his parents had to have known he was out of his tree. Why didn't somebody do something? Now, the only bad thing is now they're going to say all these bad poets and loners, meaning half of LA, are potentially serial killers that could go off at a moment's notice. And so it's going to be even worse for the outcast people. Now, there are a lot of people that are artistic that just choose to look like they're outcasts, you know, and be kind of cool. Like, again, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Now, check this out. This will blow your mind, okay? Eric Harris was born on the second day of the writing of the Book of the Law. That's kind of interesting. And he's an Aries. That's not that shocking. But I thought what was really bizarre was that Dylan Klebold was born on 9/11. How weird is that? 9/11, 1981. And he was the big pushover. You know, who was just following everything Eric Harris was doing. And recently, Eric Harris's family have released the transcripts of his psychiatric, you know, treatment and all of this for the public consumption to prove that they did try to help their son. They did know he was nuts. They did know he was violent. He was violent since day one. Even when his parents were not divorced, there was no reason for him to be a little psychopath. You know, no reason at all, but he was just off his rocker and extremely violent. And he was able to, like, manipulate Dylan Klebold. And if anybody else thought different, they would be wrong. Dylan just kind of went along with it to be cool. And Eric was very strange. I actually studied his diaries and stuff, trying to look for clues and find out what was going on with him. But this stuff is rampant. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think you've seen anything wrong yet, you are going to have your hair curled. In the next 7 years, when these kids that were born in 1982 all the way through to 1986, when these kids really come of age, you are going to lose your mind because these are kids that were born with up to 5 to 7 planets in Scorpio. Can you imagine having a 2-year-old with 7 planets in Scorpio? Actually, one of my Wiccan friends way back when had a daughter during that period, and she was saying even back then, like, oh my God, I think I gave birth to the Antichrist. And she probably did. But these kids, man, I don't know what to say. What can you do with these people? I really do think, like, back in the old days, people used to pay attention to your chart. Back in the old days, even magical groups like the Golden Dawn, they used to run your astrology chart. And if you didn't have good planetary aspects, they'd say, I'm sorry, you can't join. You know, and you're like, what? What do you mean I can't join? It's like, no, I'm sorry, you can't join. You know, your moon is in Uranus. No, that's your penis. No, that's a different sign. But anyway, your penis is in your Venus, whatever. But no, I'm teasing, literally. You know, because, your moon can't be in Uranus because it's not Uranus, it's Uranus. And two planets can't be inside each other. I always love it when they get these callers and they go, Lux, I have Venus in my Mars. I'm like, no, you don't. Yeah, that's what I have. I'm like, no, you don't have that. That's one way you can always tell if somebody's done any astrology. But getting back to the fact that if you don't have a certain kind of astrological configuration, you know, you could go off your rocker. And I'm actually kind of surprised that the fascist levels in certain governments haven't started looking at people's astrology charts to, you know, pinpoint potential killers and potential messiahs, potential dictators. Oh, God, I think I just gave them an accidental idea. I hope they don't follow me up on this. But, you know, those are some just different kinds of stuff that was happening. I definitely want to post that stuff up. Now, so we got a caller right now, 323-284-5166. So, hey, with Vox, what's going on?
Hi. I was listening to your show, and I was just wondering if you would be able to explain more about sociopathic people in general, if there's any other ways that you can figure out what they are by their astrology charts, if there's and how many people you think are sociopathic, particularly men, because it seems like there's a lot of them out there.
Tell me about it.
Or maybe I just attract them, and I actually have this question a while back.
You don't attract them. They all come to me first, and then they heard about you, and then they go over to you.
Yeah.
That's how I learned this stuff.
You know, if there's certain aspects in our own chart that would tend to attract them, but I just had a really rough history with men in general and having unfeeling narcissistic characteristics. And, you know, for future reference and maybe for other people that are listening, you know, how can we figure out who these people are before we get too caught up with them?
It's a really good question. I'm glad that you're listening so deeply, because some people just think I rant for no reason. There's always a reason.
No, you're very smart.
Cool. Thank you.
You rant about things that matter.
Well, I like it because I really do pay attention. I read so much every day. I can't believe my eyes are still fitting inside my head, because I just like read everything, and I'm just absolutely fascinated by just everybody. And when something's in the news, I just start digging like a dog looking for a bone. I was like, I'm trying to make sense of this stuff.
Well, me too. And I'm that way. And that's why I'm asking this question, because I have not found a good answer. And I've studied astrology informally for many years. But, you know, I've never had formal training for it.
Well, that's okay.
And I just wondered, you know what, because people that are like that, supposedly society cannot fix them. So if we could send them all to the moon and leave them there, that would be good. But we don't have the aviation yet to do that. Because
I know,
they're not
And you know what makes me really upset? As a spiritual person, I sound like a spiritual fascist. Like, you know, everyone with Venus and Gemini should be shot at birth. I'm turning out to sound more evil than the people that I'm
dissing. Practical thinking.
Practical thinking.
Fine.
Kill all Geminis. Oh my God, I hope they don't start hunting me down. We heard your podcast. You were talking about killing people and doing drugs. You must be interested in the works of Aleister Crowley. Like, shoot. They found out.
Busted. They're after you.
So let's check
more magnets.
Let me check this out for you. Now, what's your first name and your birthday?
Kathleen, and I am June 4, 1956.
Okay, June 4. Well, that's Angelina's birthday. That ought to tell you something right there.
Oh, well.
Does Billy Bob ring a bell? I'm teasing you, but I'm serious at the same time.
Yeah, well, I don't know, is it the sun? I thought it was like how we attract things. It's the Venus or the Mars, and I have Mars is our energy and how we use it. But what if you have Mars and Pisces in the seventh house?
Oh, Mars and Pisces in the seventh house. You should just go buy a crucifix and some nails at Anna Walt, and just nail your ass up onto your own cross and get it over with. It's like, oh my God, you poor thing.
Isn't that kind of like self-sacrificing?
Yeah, it's
giving
like
to people that you shouldn't be giving to.
Yeah, you know what? I call it the Lucy syndrome. from Dracula. You know, Lucy knew that Bela Lugosi, he was a hot, weird Hungarian dude, but he was pretty sexy. She thought, okay, here's this weirdo knocking at my window with some flying bat wings. Oh, yeah, let's let him in.
You know, he's probably cold and hungry.
Yeah. Oh, poor fruit bat from Brazil. Oh, let's let him in. He's got a nice hairdo and what an accent. Woohoo. And I hear those Hungarians are well hung. That's why they're called Hungarians. But I digress. But so she gets out of bed and she opens the window and she lets in this freaking vampire. I want to suck your blood, you know. And then she hides it. Now, this is what I teach my clients. She actually hides her wounds to enable her own poisoning to continue.
Wow.
Powerful. And where does she get sucked? She gets sucked out of her throat chakra. Interesting. The Vishuddha chakra.
And speech.
Yeah, and exactly. Yeah. And I have a whole book coming out on this. So what does she lose? Her power of speech, her power of communication is destroyed. And instead of her communication, she's instilled with fear. And what is rules the third house? Gemini, speech. It's all very, very interesting. And then you have the, so when you talk about even vampirism in particular, you're talking about fangs. Those are Mars energy. Teeth are Saturn, restriction. The throat is Taurus. The blood is Mars. So in my mind, what I try to do is I look at physical symbols of the action that's taking place. And I take those actions and I put the planets in the zodiac in their place. And I watch how those planets in those signs react to one another. So when you're dealing with, like, say, in particular, like a vampire, you're dealing with, like, subtleties, okay? The most important thing to recognize about the most dangerous men in your life is they're nice. They're nice. That's the first sign that something's wrong. Because guys fart, they burp, they scratch their butt, they go bald, they talk loud, they're into stupid shit, they're totally moronic, they forget your anniversary, they don't open your car door. That's a man. I hate to break it to you. So when a guy is starting to do all these things he thinks he's supposed to do, that's a sign that he's paying too much attention to what it takes to impress you.
Yeah, that's the charismatic charm that throws people off. Now, I've been sucked in by that type when I first meet them. They're like the Prince Charming you think has come, and then they turn into your worst nightmare.
Yeah, and so, you do notice that Dracula did happen to be wearing like an Armani three-piece tuxedo suit with a flashy satin, cape.
it's probably designer too, but they just forgot that part to tell us.
Exactly. Now, your main question was like, how do we know these sociopathic types? And on the bottom of the deck, I've got the Tower. Now, do you read the tarot at all?
Not very much. What I have learned has been through your show. So I've done runes and angel cards and other things like that.
I'm trying to think which rune specifically would be this card, because I'm not like as savvy per se with my runes as I am with my tarot, but I'll have to look it up and I'll put it up for you.
Yeah,
the Tower card is like the worst aspect of Mars possible. It's explosive force. Literally, it's like the Twin Towers getting exploded. That's the Tower. That's the real Tower. It's also explosive masculine force and passion. So when you're dealing with a sociopath, it's interesting, even the word that you used, you said you got sucked in. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's blatant assholes, okay? Typical jerks, you know, unenlightened morons, you know, footballers, sports guys, bless their hearts. You know, we love them. Okay. But the sociopaths are the ones that know what to do to get you where, you know, you want to be and how you want to feel. I've literally been almost destroyed a few times in this life physically by these kind of people entering my life. I've had my bank account drained. I've almost been killed a few times. So when people go, oh, Vox, you know, you're so doom and gloom, I'm like, bitch, I'm just paying attention.
I'm living your twin polarity life. I've had the same thing happen. And that's why, you know, it creates such a huge mistrust of men, because then when they show up and they're really nice, like, I don't trust anybody anymore.
Well, there's this, the one good thing I can tell you, so not, because we're never going to want, like, nice guys in our life. My partner right now is really nice, but he's not fake nice, okay? There's a kind of fake niceness,
like
a scratchy Will Ferrell veneer, you know? You know when he plays those goofy, shallow type guys?
Right.
And it's funny. But it's not funny when you actually meet one of these guys, you know, but it's really easy to tell when you're dealing with somebody like that, because the veneer is very thin. The least thing you say or do can set these guys off into a mad rage. Now,
well, it's almost good to test them maybe at some point.
But you don't really
see how they respond.
Now, I got to tell you, this sounds really evil, and so be it. I don't even go that far anymore. I will literally look at somebody's chart if I'm going to get involved with them in any way, shape, or form, even just as a friend. If somebody's just going to be my friend, okay, but I still check out their chart, and I know what kind of friends are going to be and what kind of friend I'm going to want to be to that person. And I'm not talking about using somebody. I'm talking about, I think that I might rub this person the wrong way with this kind of attitude that I have. And it's not like I just use it to, you know, like keep people out of my life, but I have to be careful. I mean, and I just think that everybody in this age, we kind of have to, like, you know, use the old filtering system. And I don't like it. Trust me, I don't like it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because every single time I've looked back in my magical diary and I didn't put somebody through the filter, they fucked me. I mean, and it wasn't pleasant, and there was no foreplay. Okay. And sometimes that was literally, you know what I'm saying? So the situation is you have to, like, just be careful. The most important thing I'd say is a guy's Mars placement. It's going to tell you how he approaches sex. So let's go through the whole thing, because, you know, it's kind of one of those days where I feel like in a teaching kind of mode. And I think all the listeners, I can feel them all sitting around the campfire just listening to what I'm saying tonight.
Well,
instead of
and I've worked with a lot of women in abuse situations with domestic violence and the prosecutors of the county that I live in, and, you know, it's there, women over and over and over again will get sucked into these things. If there's a way that we could see it coming before it happens, and if that was a way to use as a tool, I think that would be awesome.
Let's go through the planets, like, a little bit at a time. Okay, first we have the sun, and we know basically it's just how a person seems kind of sort of to be. Okay. And you're a Gemini. So ordinarily Geminis, as far as females are concerned, they're usually kind of petite. They don't like to get fat. They're kind of dainty. They're kind of cute. It doesn't matter if they're black, purple, zebra, whatever, but they like to lighten their hair. They just like to look cute and nice and friendly, and they like to age well. So they're not going to be some big old hag. It's just not going to happen. Okay. So how much of that do you fit already?
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it fits.
You know, you could be a Halle Berry lookalike, you know, whatever. You know, and it's not about what race a person is. They're just going to tend to want to be light and fluffy and sweet and nice, okay? And that's great. Now, so the sun sign is just like how you appear. And we can manipulate how we appear, okay? Like Michael Jackson. That's a bad example. But you know what I'm saying? You can change how you look. Now, then we start getting into the moon. The moon is like, have you ever looked at somebody and you saw their moods change their face and all of a sudden they kind of look different?
Yeah, shape-shifting almost.
Exactly.
Face-shifting.
And when you look at that, you can kind of tell what kind of moods a person can get into. Are they soft or light or, like, dreamy or kind of violent or resentful or bitchy or whatever? So the first thing that you're paying attention to is the moon, how quickly their moods change and what it is that makes their moods change. Are the topics money? Does the person start getting all aggravated? Or do they get sad? Or when you talk about money, do they talk about the job they got fired from that destroyed their life? You know, so whatever it is that triggers that person's most intense emotional response, that's a real important thing to pay attention to. Like, you could say, oh, what do you think about those Dodgers? Well, when I was 5, my mother forced me to play football and I never got over it. Okay, trigger. Okay. Well, when I was 3... You know, usually when a person's dealing with an emotion or like a lunar aspect of their personality, they'll instantly start talking about shit that happened to them when they were a little kid. Pay attention. When I was 3, I broke my foot. My mother hit me over the face with a frying skillet. Okay, possible problems with the mother.
Yeah, possible baggage, possible danger, possible violence.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you pay attention to the Mercury aspects. Now, these things are very subtle, okay, but they work, okay? Mercury, you just talk about light, friendly things. Bring things all into a big circle, like talk about animals. Talk about kids. Talk about brothers and sisters. Talk about places you've lived. You know, and if he ever says, but enough about me, I want to know about you, don't take that as flattery. Get the hell out of there. You don't want him to know anything about you. You want to find out about him. Right?
Right.
Enough about me. I want to talk about you. No, we don't. I want to talk about you. So tell me more about the time your mom, made you ride the dog across the field, you know, whatever it is, you know, just get that info out. Then you pay attention to the intensity, which is the Mars aspect of what they talk about. Are they passionate about what? Work, football, you know, their taxidermy experiment in the basement. It's like, I just love skinning puppies. I mean, as a hobby, of course, you know. It's like, okay. You know what my most important thing is, I would tell people right off the bat? Really learn to listen to what people are saying.
Or not saying.
What are they really saying? Why is he talking about slamming his car into a tree? Why is he talking about his erectile dysfunction? Why is he talking about how he thought it was funny when his, you know, sister fell on her face off a cliff? You know, try to question what his emotions are about the things that he's speaking about. Okay. Then you want to talk about the Venus aspects. What are the things that he really likes? So what's your favorite color? You know, do you have any favorite smells? What's your favorite perfume? You know, ask what's typically thought of as kind of stupid questions. You know what I mean? And find out the things that interest him. Then the other things that you might want to pay attention to, the Jupiter, the things that make him laugh. Find out what it is that makes him really just think it's funny. Okay, is it like the bloopers where people like explode into fire? Or is it where old ladies trip across the street? Or is it when puppies get tangled in a ball of yarn? I mean, what is it that makes him think that this is funny? You know what I'm saying? Then the final three things are the Uranus, which is what sets him off on a dime. What's like you were just talking about, you dropped your keys or, you know, you forgot something and you have to go back to the house and pick it up and he gets mad or pissed off for no reason. What is that? What sets that off? Then when you were eating or drinking, the Neptune aspect, what kind of drinks does he order? Does he drink wine? Does he order vodka? Does he say, oh, I don't drink? If he doesn't drink, well, why not? Do you have alcoholism in your family? You know, has he dealt with it? Is there drug addiction? So like not drinking anything at all might be a sign that there could be a genetic something going on in his background that you might want to check out. Those are things that are important. What kind of things he drinks. If he orders hard liquor instead of wine at dinner, that's not a good sign. I mean, you know, you start paying attention. And then the final thing, Pluto, is like after he's taken you out, wined you and dined you, bought you a beautiful, you know, bouquet of roses, drops you off in the Ferrari, blah, blah, fucking blah. At the end of the day, you go home and you go, that guy gives me the fucking creeps.
Yeah.
The Pluto aspect is, oh my God, you know, I just told all my girlfriends, you know, I had this amazing date with this amazing guy that I should be falling in love with, but he gives me the fucking creeps. You know?
The gut feeling, the intuition we have.
Yeah, and it's like, don't disregard that. Just if you tell your girlfriends, oh, you know, I went on a date with, you know, so-and-so or Tom Cruise, blah, blah, blah. Oh, gee, you know, I wish I could go with Tom Cruise, whatever. Well, good. Give the bitch his phone number. Let her go out with him. You know? Like, I'm serious. These are things, and I'm not being sexist, okay? You could take everything I just said right now and flip it over, and it's pretty much the same thing you could expect from a female. Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Now, women are even harder to read because women, I hate to say it, we're pathetic. Because we've been programmed by society to think that if we don't have a penis on loan at any time, or like a secure bank account, or if our boyfriend doesn't drive a certain kind of car, if he's not a certain place in a certain part of his life, that he's a loser, that we should go shopping and find somebody better. You know, we're just taught that we can't do these things on our own. And so therefore, it's actually women that are sociopaths are even worse than men. But they're even more hidden about it. So I might talk about that next week, you know, because I know that the girls might need this show. But I think it'll, just to be fair, I'll show next week some of the guys what to pay attention to in a woman that you want to stay away from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So those are just a couple of tidbits. You know, I'm going to have to go in a second here because we got our show wrapping up. But I'm really grateful for this call because I really think it's really going to help a lot of listeners out there to like pay attention to who they're dealing with and maybe hopefully get the wake-up call that they need and move on out of a potentially negative or dangerous situation. You know, and also, too, there was a book I just saw the title of. I think it's called If I Am Missing. I'll have to find it out. If I'm Missing or something. It's about some girl who told her older sister that she just started dating this guy, but she felt kind of weird about it. But if she ever went missing, you know, that she might be killed by this new guy she was just dating. And I'm like, hello, it's a sign.
I had that happen to a girlfriend of mine, and she told me for years that this person gave her the creeps and he ended up killing her.
Oh my God.
She tried to get a restraining order against him and the court wouldn't grant it because he hadn't done anything yet. So the best thing for her would have been just to get away and use that intuition to separate herself from that person at all times.
Oh my God. And I have lost people in my life through death, through really stupid decisions that they made. Now, not just for anything, but what was her birthday? Do you know?
Her birthday? Her birthday was October 14th, 1960.
I was going to say, is she a Libra or a Pisces?
Yeah, she's a Libra.
Yeah, because, you know, Libras, they don't listen to their intuition. Sometimes they go, oh, God, but he's so cute, or, oh, my God, but what if I'm wrong, you know? And they're usually right, you know?
She had nothing in Pisces in her chart. Nothing.
Yeah, but she was a dual sign. That's somebody who would kind of talk themselves out of something. Gemini's
she did.
Geminis, Libras, and Pisces, they know stuff about people, but they just feel bad knowing those things. And so they try to talk themselves out of it by thinking that they're a bad person for not giving that other person a chance. You know?
I've done that. Yeah. I'm still in that situation where I'm struggling with that.
Well, let's keep in touch, definitely. And go onto the forum, and you can always write to me, too. And I'm really good about that. And if you have questions that you like to ask, that especially questions that everybody can benefit from the answer, just write them down in the forum because I'm really good. I go into the forum every day, and I keep good tabs there, and I definitely respond to people in the forum. You know what I mean?
Great. I will.
Okay, great. Well, it's wonderful talking to you, my friend, and keep
you
in touch. And many blessings.
Thanks for your good work in the world.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Okay.
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So you've been with Vox the Psychic, and in the future, you can always reach me at 323-284-5166 between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. every Monday night. If you want to call in and get an actual real psychic reading where I can read you up and down, inside out, and tell you all kinds of stuff like names, dates, details, stuff that will literally blow your mind, give me a call on my private line at 323-782-0222. And if you're on MySpace, join up, become my friend on MySpace at myspace.com/VoxThePsychic, VoxThePsychic. And until then, basically, try to keep it cool. We got a lot of planetary changes coming up right now, and I'll be writing those things down on my blog. If you can, check me out there. And in the meantime, keep in touch. Let me know how things are working out for you. And I'm always here for you, not to doom and gloomy, but to hopefully light your way with a lot of humor and common sense. And until next week, I wish you the best. Have a mystical, magical day.